WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
I got a one-way ticket to a one-horse town where the roads ain't steady and the lights are burnt out. Gonna ditch my troubles, gonna find the sound of a lonely river and lay low for a while. I
the trees, just burn it all down and bring the ashes to me.
This is Brian Grinahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
mess is mine. Mine is messy, yours is maybe not.
That your pictures in the paper being graphically admired, you can have it, a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why.
Day coming. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Once when I was a child, I was a little disaster. Things that I couldn't I
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
when darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling, on the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
Thank you. waves pull you farther away than you think they can. Leave it alone, she said. Wait until tomorrow and we'll figure out the rest.
Try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. And it's not your business. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before.